Let's start recording. All right, we're finally here at Georgia State Volleyball with Coach. Sally, you've played two tournaments so far. Just overall impressions, how the team is looking so far.
We have a little bit more depth in all of our positions, and it's still on our side of the game. And so if we can control our unforced errors, we did a really nice job defensively this past weekend. It's just that transition game and controlling those missed serves and passing.
This past weekend, you're in Nashville. They got the tournament at Belmont. What came out 1 and 2 in that event, but what did you see from the team, and what did you take from it?
We had a solid performance against William & Mary, really from a offensive and defensive side of the ball. The biggest issue that we had against Mercer is they just did not let a ball hit the floor. And so they were relentless on defense, and they just attacked us and applied pressure the whole time. So we struggled with that. We've practiced.
So you're facing Mercer, and you said that was a tough match for you?
Yes, and yeah. So they were just relentless, great team. You know, they just didn't let anything hit their floor. And so it really magnified our unforced errors. They didn't give us very many points. And then with Belmont, they attack you from the service line, and they have a really balanced offense. And so we did a nice job controlling the defense, but we just didn't point score. And with only scoring 4 kills in set 2, that really hurt us.
You replaced a large graduating senior class from previous season. How's the new rotation going? I know you have Eliza Zachary back and Stinson back. How are those two performing? What have been some other players that have stepped up into a bigger role this year?
It's so wonderful having Eliza and Christina back. Their leadership is phenomenal. We got to continue to find ways for them to score points. Adding Kate Rawls from the beach team, she has been an immediate impact on our team. Just how she sees the game and her shots are very good. And then looking at basically a sophomore class, you know, with Sarah Renner setting, Crystal Lee on the outside, and then with Katie Krieger coming in and playing that middle position, who's a transfer for us, and Anna Rantala on the right side. And then we have our freshmen also. And, you know, KK, well, looking at our DSs from Caitlin Dox and Jocelyn Mahayag, both of them are huge impact players for us. And, you know, then we have that freshman class coming in that are right there just catching up to the speed of the game. It's fun every day in practice.
Now, this is your third year here?
Yes.
Third year. Now, these are your recruits. You mentioned the freshmen and the sophomores. Has that made it easier? Yeah, you know the players, or you know them since high school, and you're bringing them in here. Has that made it easier with that transition of overhauling the rotation?
Well, we were really blessed. We had some great players here when we got here, and so a really strong junior-senior class. And so it's really the time right now that these freshmen are growing is catching up to the speed of the game. So they come in ready to work every day in practice, and they're pressing for the starting positions.
Great. And lastly, you have the Georgia Challenge this week. You're facing pretty much the other three Metro Atlanta teams. First of all, is this a concept that you like, playing them all at one time like this? And it's at Georgia Tech, which is down the road. And what's it like playing these teams? I'm sure you're very familiar with all the coaches. I know you all know each other and the players as well. What's it like just being in one grouping like this? Is this just a unique situation for you?
We love it. It's the Georgia Challenge is wonderful. It's kind of like our state tournament. And so it's huge for recruiting. It's great to play very high level volleyball. All four teams are strong teams, and they bring something different. And so it's great for us for a scouting perspective, execution perspective. And then we love playing, you know, in our homes city of Atlanta, and so that makes it a bonus there also. Both Georgia and Georgia Tech have had great preseasons. Kennesaw and us have very similar pre-conference tournaments, and so it could go anyone can win, and so that's the fun part.
Now, but it also seems like schedule wise I'll know a schedule in the past that one team won't play each other for whatever reason. I guess trying to find midweek stuff. Does this just make it easier scheduling-wise? Allows you playing, because it pretty much opens up another weekend for you if you look at games-wise to do another tournament, most likely.
Well, the only reason why we're playing Thursday, Friday is because Georgia Tech has a football game on Saturday, and this allows our players, you know, just to be sleeping in their own beds. It's a really good break after the 3 weeks of travel or 2 weeks of straight travel. You know, just being able to play in front of our home crowd, even at another facility, is going to be a lot of fun.